Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Robert Parkinson. His book is Heart of American Darkness, Bewilderment and Horror on the Early Frontier. I am very well read in revolutionary material. I have never seen all of this put together. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, it becomes important to identify how it is the Native Americans were treated by the colonials and vice versa, because they lived next door to each other. They took advantages of the same rivers. They hunted the same ground. They intermarried. All of this was happening while the colonials, the story we know very well, especially out of Boston, revolted from the English crown because of indifference. However, we now go to an additional irony that Rob finds, and I'm sympathetic to, the story by Joseph Conrad, Heart of Darkness, about the conduct of a man named Kurtz coming up against natives, indigenous people in Central Africa. Rob, can you explain quickly how these two stories intertwined for you?
Absolutely. I mean, this bewilderment being the first word of the subtitle is the theme of the book, for the author as well as the reader, I think, of trying to sort out what all happens here. And the title and the theme of thinking about Joseph Conrad's a brilliant and yet problematic novella, Heart of Darkness, that was published in 1902. I would teach world history, John, in my first job, two sections of modern world history, and I would often teach this this text and leave the classroom thinking, boy, this feels like a familiar story to me. This doesn't seem like and when you take for the readers of Heart of Darkness, you might have noticed that at the very, very beginning, at the very top of the story, the very first words spoken aloud by the narrator, Charles Marlowe, is, and this also was one of the dark places of the earth. And he's not talking about the Congo River in the 1880s and 90s. He's not talking about the scramble for Africa. He's talking about the Thames River and what that must have been like for Roman soldiers, the ends of the earth. And so thinking about the Thames, which he then goes on to describe as which also now floats the dreams of men, the seeds of commonwealths and the germs of empire, now in the end of the 19th century for Britain, was also a dark place on the earth. And I always thought that kind of transferability and the themes of how show us a new way to think about the American backcountry in the 18th century.
The American backcountry now has to deal with these two families, and we've described them generally, but it's important to come to Michael Cresap. The year 1754 is important for George Washington because he doesn't die. He takes on the French, who are fighting the British Empire on the continent of North America, and the French have allies among the Native Americans. So do the British. This is supposed to be confusing because everybody in the frontier was confused by it. George Washington had built something called Fort Necessity. He's quickly overwhelmed, and in retreat of the events of that time, lead him, one of the people in his party, to murder a Frenchman. That may be the beginning of a global war. I mention that only because at that point, Washington flees after these episodes and passes through Old Town, what is now Old Town, Maryland, which is the home of the Cresaps. And Rob, you in the book present the fact that the Cresaps would have been very well known to Washington and Washington to them. What was he at that moment to them? How did they regard his failed mission in 54?
They're very important to one another because they're all co-partners in the Ohio Company. And the Ohio Company is the sort of center of gravity for the Ohio Company is the Lee family and the Washington family. And the Ohio Company has requested 500,000 acres in what today is the Forks of the Ohio as a private venture for them, a land speculation effort. And the Crown has agreed in 1749, agrees to allow the Ohio Company 200,000 of the 500 that they've asked for right now, and then a further 300,000 if they settle a number of families in the vicinity of the Forks of the Ohio or the Pittsburgh region. And so the only people who are not either married to or relation to a Washington or a Lee family are the Cressips. Thomas Cressip is an original partner of the Ohio Company, and his oldest son, Daniel, the older brother to Michael, are Ohio Company partners. And so so when Washington goes to Old Town, and he goes there several times over the course of his life, and sometimes he brings people with him who are other members of the Ohio Company. It's almost like a rump meeting of this group, and they're the spear point for American or for English colonialism to the Forks, which scares the French so much, which brings on this conflict. So Washington's being there is a result of this venture that he thinks is going to make him a very, very rich man.
There's no other way to say it that Washington's part of the land speculators that the Cressips represent. Everybody's involved in that. The English crown is trying to stop it, drawing lines in the Appalachians. Can't go beyond this. The French are very keen on keeping the British out. And the following year, General Braddock leads an expedition to what is now Pittsburgh and is soundly defeated and loses his life. Again, Washington and the men flee back through Old Town. We're going to turn now. You see all these contests going on, and we haven't even got to the murder by Yellow Creek. The book is Heart of American Darkness, Robert Parkinson. Rob Parkinson is the author. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.